Our sound engineer, he just had a baby, Sean Boyle, everybody. I realize that the baby is the star of the show tonight. Thank you all for pretending like the rest of us matter.
Logan,
not
Sean. Logan gonna tell a story too?
We're working on storytelling. Solid foods, then three-act structure. I've missed you guys. It's been a while. So, thank you. About 9 months ago, I entered the new world of baby talk. Conversations about babies. And one of the more interesting ones for me were people telling me what would change once it happened. And it was a lot of the typical, like, oh, you'll be, you know, stressed out, you'll never sleep, et cetera, et cetera. But some of them got kind of a little bit more personal with people that knew me, knew my political views and such. And one of them was, well, you're probably going to end up believing in God. That didn't change. So holding on to the A card, it was as primitive and unmagical as special. Yeah.
Your son's gonna hear this.
That's okay. It gets worse. I set these up to ease you guys into my world here. And then the next one was the other A word, abortion. So I'm still pro-choice. And I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with someone disagreeing. You know, it's a different perspective. Whatever. The one thing that no one talked about that did change, and it's what changed the most, is I did not respect women enough. I mean, and I'll tell you, pre-birth, I could hit all the feminist talking points. You know, the right to choose, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. I would always carry on the little statistic that since 1950, the amount of surgeons that were women was around 1%, and now today it's somewhere around 51 to 52%. That big of a gap has been in one of the most prestigious fields of science we have. And so I had all those talking points. So I would sound very pro women, but inside I was pretty anti-women. Purely on the basis of objectifying more of the perversion, sexuality, and of that nature. And that's the one thing I saw was you have a completely different relationship with the vagina and the breasts. They have a whole new context. And I can honestly say we don't respect women enough. That's as much of the detail I'm comfortable getting into. So I've been inspired to find a way to kind of show the new, quote-unquote, real feminist Sean Boyle. And I made a mistake. And this happened after the birth, so I don't have an excuse. And I need to apologize to a celebrity for this mistake. So I've written a letter to Miss Anne Hathaway. Dear Miss Hathaway, at the premiere for the film Les Miserables, I even Googled the phonetic pronunciation. As you stepped out of your vehicle, a photographer accidentally captured an image of your vagina. When I heard this news, I was appalled. Or I would have been if I wasn't busy Googling Anne Hathaway's crop. After indulging my curiosity, I have been hearing two sides debate whether it was your responsibility to prevent such a circumstance, or was there an ethical onus for the photographer to delete the image? These two arguments were uncomfortably clashed during an interview you had with Matt Lauer on the Today Show. During this interview, you implicated my doing in this moral dilemma. And I quote, "I'm sorry that we live in a culture that commodifies the sexuality of an unwilling participant. I need to right this wrong, not only for my own peace of mind, but also for my 5-week-old son, because it is my responsibility to set a standard for how people should be treated. I want my son to believe that we all possess the ability to do what is right, and when our actions fall short of our beliefs, we look inward before blaming others. And I offer to you my sincerest apologies for contributing towards this intrusive and objectifying culture. I submit to you the only objective consequence that can make things right between us." And I staged a mock image of me getting out of a car. And you can find this on my blog. LessonsForAvery.com. Not a willing participant, and it is not flattering. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Just so everybody knows, Anne Hathaway totally listens to this podcast, so message received.
Friend of the podcast,
Anne Hathaway. She says she's going to come to one of these. She's got to.
You know, next time she's in town.
Yeah, next time.